Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident bishop of the Loyalty House International, Abbe Dowenya, off the Dowenya Afenya Link Road. He oversees many churches, both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Hallelujah. He saved you, he saved me, he saved us for all time. What about others? He saved you, he saved me. What are we doing for others? Do you believe in dreams, the Holy Spirit dream? Thousands of men running down the street, they didn't know that the road was leading to a deep and deadly thief and into the lake of fire. Oh, he saved you and he saved me. Saved us for all time. What about others? Oh, yeah. He saved you and he saved me. What are we doing? What are we doing for others? Multitudes, multitudes. Multitudes of men are in the valley of decision. They need to hear the gospel. Oh, they need to. They don't know Jesus Christ. They're lost and dying souls. He saved you and he saved me. He saved us for all time. What about others? He saved you, he saved me. What are we doing? What are we doing for the others? Why do we sit and wait while millions go to hell? Their blood is on our hands. It's time to preach the word. The gospel of Jesus in its pure and simple form is what is missing now from the church. What are we preaching? What about others? Ooh, yeah. He saved you salt of the world, the light of the world. Are we really shining, shining as we show? We are the salt of the world, the light of the world. Are we really shining like the light of the world? He saved you, he saved me. He saved us for all time. What about others? Oh, oh, he saved you and he saved me. What are we doing? What are we doing for the other? What are we doing for the other?
Some of us on a plane, everywhere, wherever you are, God is with you. God was with Jonah in the belly of the whale. So wherever you are, God is with you. So just let's pray. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity to come to church again today. We know you are with us. You are going to speak to us. And we are not going to live the same as we came. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take our seats wherever you are. Let's take our seats. Welcome once again, those of you on our radio 92.1, Sweet Memories FM, those of you on Facebook, and also those who have joined via Zoom, live with us via Zoom. God bless all of you. I can see you waving. I can see you. Yeah, I see all of you. God bless you. Many more who wants to join. God bless you. Be with us live. You know, when Bishop David was talking about not isolating yourself, I realized that is a very, very powerful thing. You know, yesterday I met with some people whom I've not met for about 3 months since the pandemic. About 3 months or so, we've not met. Has it been 3 months already? More than 3 months, about 4 months. And we have not met physically. But when we met and we were talking, it was as though we meet every day. It was as though we have been meeting ourselves. We have been, because you see, it's because we have been fellowshipping via Zoom, Facebook. We have been fellowshipping on WhatsApp and so many other things. So somehow, even though we are distant, it's as though we are together. It's as though we meet every day. And like some of you, I see you singing. I see you dancing. I see you participating in all the chats, and I see you on Zoom, like I'm seeing you right now. I see you on Zoom, and I see every time. So it's not like, is that Natalie? It's not like it's not like we have not been meeting. It's as though we see ourselves every time. And that is why I will encourage you, like Bishop David said at the beginning, be part of whatever is happening. Don't let the devil use this occasion to isolate you and to take you away. And that comes when you don't participate in what is happening. When it's Zoom, you will not join. When it's chat, you will not join. When it's WhatsApp, you will not join. Even Facebook, to come on Facebook for someone to see you and say, I see you, you don't come. To say hi, you don't come. So it's very, very important that we all participate and we all feel, that's Dr. J, okay, we all participate. You see, as I'm seeing them like that, when I meet him, it would be as though we'd be meeting every time. Do you get it? So that's how it is. There are so many, when I meet them, it's like, hey, but some of when I see you, I'll collapse. I'll think that you have somehow you've died and you've come back to life. Amen. So it's good that we all participate. We all see ourselves. You know, this shouldn't separate us in any way. Hallelujah. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Very important. And I say unto thee Thou art Peter, and upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So this makes us to know that the church is being built by God. Hallelujah. The church of God is being built by God. You say, I will build my church. God is building his church, but God is using men, people, to build his church. And God, the verse also makes us to know that, like, as soon as Jesus was born, Herod sent people to attack all male children. And when Moses was also born, male children of the Hebrews were being killed. As soon as Jesus mentioned that he's going to build his church, he added that gates of hell shall not prevail, which means that the devil is always against the church, and he will never stop being against the church. Why? Because he doesn't want the church to stand. And the devil has strategies to fight the church. Hallelujah. He has strategies to fight the church. And one of the strategies the devil uses is the strategy of disunity. You know, one of the very important things about the church is love. Say, by this shall the world know that you are mine. Do you get it? So love is very important. And one of the things the devil attacks is love. And he attacks in so many ways. It doesn't come against it one way. He attacks it in so many ways just to destroy the unity of the church. Because the church needs unity. Unity allows the Holy Spirit to flow. Love allows the people to flow together, and unity allows the Holy Spirit to flow to build the church of God. So one of the things that the devil attacks is unity. It's unity. And he uses so many weapons to fight against it. And one of the weapons he uses, which I've been talking about, is the weapon of disloyalty. Weapon of so many things, accusations, hurt and offenses and all those things. That's why it's very important. It's very, very important, like the film star said, that we teach about loyalty and disloyalty. You see, because when we are teaching this, what actually we are doing is that you are allowing the church to be strong. You are allowing God to build his church so that all the other blessings you hear about and you hear of, which comes from God. Listen, no man can bless you. Only God blesses. Hallelujah. This morning when I woke up, the first call I had, whether the call woke me up or when I woke up, the first call I had was someone who called and said, she had a dream. I said, what dream was that? Has she told you? Ah, okay. He said, I had a dream. He said, what dream was that? Is that? He said, I dreamt that I was standing with somebody. He mentioned the person's name. I was standing with somebody, and you told us that I'm going to ask somebody to deposit 500,000 into your account. Hey. And I asked the two of them, so who would want this money to come? So the person who had the dream said she did. She didn't say anything because it was so strange. You get it? But the other person said, oh, me, I want it. So I said it will come into your account. But you see, as she was telling me the dream, I myself was asking myself, where is that 500,000 going to come from? Do you get it? So this is what will make you easily not believe. If you think it's coming from you. Do you get it? If you think it's coming from you. But it's God who's building this. It's God who's doing so many things. If God wants to give somebody 500,000, I don't know how he's going to do it. My duty is to tell the person. Or my duty is to pray. Do you get it? And then I even was surprised that the dream didn't say that the 500 was coming to my own account. How can you have a dream that I am saying that 500 should go to somebody's account and not my account? It reminded me of the pastor. You know, a certain man went to see a pastor and said, pastor, there's a devil. The pastor was casting out a devil. And then the devil said, who are you? He said that I am called demon of millions or something. I've come to make you a millionaire. Then the pastor said, in the name of Jesus, leave him and come into me right now. Hey! The devil was cast into the pastor because he also wants the money. Hey! It's not easy. So when the person told me the dream, I said, but you, how can you have a dream that I'm telling people that I'll give you 500,000, I'll tell God, or I said, 500,000 will deposit your account, why not me? Amen. Next time when you're having a dream, make sure that you also think about the person, the dreamee and the dreamer and the givee and the giver. You have to think about. But anyway, then she said again that then I told another person, you know, I'm saying this because of, you see, last when I was sat here, I said something. Is it last or last 2 weeks? I've forgotten. And he said again, I told another person that give your car to this person. Hey. And then this will happen to you. Wow. I mean, when I woke up, that was a dream the person told me. When she told me, I was like, hey, this dream is wild, though. Hey, but I don't know how it's going to happen. That's how the things of God are. God is building this church. And from day one, Satan is going to fight against the unity. And what God wants to do, like things like this, he can't do. I got another call from somebody. And he said, I want to thank you, Pa. I say, waiting. Say, I want to thank you. Say, you bring this pastor from my area. So I said, well, what has happened? Waiting happened. He said that he almost lost his son last week. And I remember I was somewhere and somebody called me. Somebody child is dying. And can I ask somebody to, they need blood. Can I help? And I remember I was baby. So I just sent a text to somebody. And I even forgot about it. Not knowing that the test I sent, they were able to do everything. The child lived. So that was the father who was calling me, you know, to thank me. And I've forgotten. You know, if the church is not united, the church is not mega, where you can have branches everywhere, you can have people everywhere to even send a test and forget and something to be done, how would people be blessed? That's how God works. Do you get it? That's how God works. So that's why Satan is always trying to spoil the unity. So teaching about this is so important for your breakthrough. Let me tell you, so there are so many that happens. If we set we are in the default mode, it will just happen. We don't need the pastor to pour oil on us. We don't need dreams and vision. It will just happen because the atmosphere is clear. I would say, where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom, there's so many things. Attacks and oppressions, and we'll just leave. Do you get it? Because the atmosphere is already created. Where there's love, there's peace, there's flow. That's why it's very important that anything that fights, because it said the gate of hell shall not prevail. If they shall not prevail, that it means it will come. But there are things that we can do also to stop it. And one of the things is teaching about it. Amen. So we have been teaching about loyalty and disloyalty. And we have emphasized in Psalm 14 verse 9, we have emphasized that our loyalty today, you see, sometimes the important about this is that you should never be tired of hearing things like that. Psalm 14 verse 9. You should never be tired of hearing things like that. Hallelujah. You should never be tired of hearing things like that, because he said, my very friend with whom I eat bread has lifted up his heels against me. Do you get it? I mean, the person you have been with, that means being with somebody today, being with somebody tomorrow, being around for somebody, that doesn't mean that Satan will not use you. Often, even the ones who have been around for a long time, the ones who feed you, those are the ones who are attacked. Do you get it? So this is very important. And then we went also into the stages. You know, because it's not enough to know that this can lead to this. Do you get it? You have to know that this can lead to this. Do you get it? You have to know that this can lead to this. So it's very, very important that we know the stages of what we are talking about. And these stages are also like signs for us, and not only for others and for us. We should look at it from our own selves as well. So that, because the devil there is no respect of person. He can use anybody and anyone to for such things. Amen. Now, we talked about stages. And what's the first stage? The first stage is an independent spirit. You see, this This independent spirit, if you don't take care, you can misinterpret it to think that, oh, does it mean that we are not independent? You see, those kind of questions and things, you need to understand the reason for it, you see. And then we went to the next stage, which is what? Offense. And I tell you something, if you don't want to be offended, then you better die and live here, because as for offense, not today, not tomorrow, you are going to be offended in so many ways. You get, look at the lady. The pastor was preaching. The pastor preached and said, somebody has gone to tell the pastor about her. I mean, have you forgotten that the pastor is anointed by the Holy Spirit to preach? And that whatever you do in secret, God knows. So if you are fortunate, you see, anytime a preaching is coming, and the preaching, I say, so far, bro, you should rather see it as God's love towards you. That rather, of all the thousands of people, God has talked about you, and God is talking about your issue, instead of thinking that somebody has gone to talk to a pastor about you. Because the pastor said, the person, he has not even spoken to the person for years or for months. So instead of thinking that the pastor is talking about me, say, hey, today God is on my case. And it's because he loves me. That's why he's on my case. So let me change. Let me do something. But you can easily fight against it and be angry and be offended. You get it? So that's very important. What's the next one? And a little things can make people offended. I remember once somebody left church. And I went to ask, why the person left church? He said that his name, you see, his name is pronounced, it's like it's Evans. And I said Evans. And I kept saying Evans. So that is why I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Evans. And I said Evans. That's all. And he said, I kept saying it. And he never corrected me too, that he doesn't want his Evans to be Evans. And he left the church. When I said, no, that is why he left the church. I mean, can you believe it? He said, I want to spoil his name. Hey, you fool. So, there are so many things. Do you get it? So I'm sure that the film stars did very well by bringing a lot of things to us. What's the next stage? Passivity. You know, sometimes when you're offended, one of the signs to see that someone is offended is to see that the person suddenly becomes passive. The person says neither good nor bad. If the person was active, suddenly, it's not like somebody who was naturally a quiet person or who is naturally a quiet person. You know, some people are naturally quiet. You get, but you see that even some those who are naturally quiet, they realize they become quieter. You see? And then those who talk, they have become so good. This time they don't talk. It's like, hey, he will say neither good nor bad about anything, about nothing. Everything, you say, well, me, I won't go and say it again. The last time I went to say it, look at what happened. I was offended, so I won't say anything again. And what's the next stage? Critical stage, isn't it? Did we finish critical stage? The next stage is critical stage. When you see, anytime you are not involved in things, what happens is that you are able to criticize it because you see all the fault in that thing. Something that you used to enjoy. I mean, when you met the girl at first, the girl was so nice to you. Hey! So powerful. Suddenly, I don't know what happened. Now, the girl is a devil. Hey, the man is a dragon. What has happened? Is it because now you come out of it? That's why I see the Pharisees. When you are far, it's far to see. When you are far, you see all the wrongs. Do you get it? You are too far, so you become a Pharisee. Every time you see something wrong, it's a stage. Now let me also tell you something, that these stages we are talking about, I'm not talking about the stages for you to look at, now I'm in this stage, I'm on this stage, I'm going to this. No, I am saying it so that you will stop yourself from getting to the next stage. Do you get it? So if we spoke about independent stage, and you assess yourself, realize that I have some kind of independence in me. You have some kind of, and which kind of independence is this? You assess and realize that this is a very negative independent thing you are talking about. Then you try as much as possible not to go to the next stage. If you're offended, do you get it? If you're offended, what you need to do is try as much as possible to remain in stage 2. You get it? And if possible, remove yourself from stage two. That, you see, I'm not saying this. It's not like, oh, you are now talking the stage, so you're okay, now I'm at this stage. The next I'll be at this stage. That's not what I'm talking about. For you to be saved and for me to be saved. So anytime you find yourself that you are offended, how do you deal with it? That's what we spoke about. God of the repercussions, God, what it can lead you to do. And you realize that if all these things manifest fully, the end of it will not be pleasant. Do you get it? It will not be pleasant. So that's why we need that every stage we are. Some of you have not even reached your stage, but you are past all these stages. Do you get it? You are past all these stages. But you need to try and say, I will try and unstage myself from this stage to go and go down. So how do I deal with offense? There are so many scriptures. The best scripture is forgive so that you'll be forgiven. When you go to the altar, you are going to pray. And remember that somebody has an altar against you. Just put your offering down and go back and be reconciled. Because the fact is that what is offending you? You have done worse things to others. Yeah. That's why the Bible says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall say mercy. Yes, because see, you are not merciful. You don't want to forgive somebody. I mean, the thing has paid. Do you know what you have done to God? Do you know? Do you remember? The things you have done to God, if you remember, it should be so easy for you to forgive and to forget. Hallelujah. Amen. And the critical stage is also very, very important. The critical stage is when people, you know, it's not a very good thing to be in an atmosphere where people criticize you about everything you are doing. You know? Can you imagine you are married to a man and every time you cook, he's finding fault about your cooking. You work in an atmosphere. Everything you do, your boss is trying to find fault with it, criticizing you. Whatever, today you wore this. Why didn't you wear flowery thing? The next time you wore flowery thing, why didn't you wear plain thing? The next time you put short, why didn't you put little short? The next time, everything you do, you are being criticized. Look, it's because the person is not involved in what you are doing, or the person is just criticizing you. And that's why I encourage you to read the book again, Loyalty and Disloyalty. Read it, understand it. That if you're in an atmosphere of criticism, you cannot flow. When you are preaching, you can feel. Now, I remember one day I was preaching, and I was looking at a guy's face. And the way the guy's face was, so later I called him, and I asked him, why was your face like that? Can you believe what he told me? Look, he told me that, you know, as I was preaching, there's a screen at the back like this. So when I mention the scriptures, and I'll be reading the scriptures, you get it? He said that he realized that I was making the people to think that I was quoting the scriptures from my heart. But he saw that because the screen was at the back, I was reading the scriptures from there. So that is what he observed. So I said, my friend, small boy like you have come to church. Of all the things I was doing, and I could see from his face. You see, because when I was going there, I could see from his face, he had some smile on his face. I see what you are trying to do. Oh. But I could have just taken my Bible and read from it. I mean, I've not told you that's what I'm doing. You see, when somebody wants to have find fault, I remember in the book, Bishop talking about the father, there was a time that he could not even drink water when he was preaching. He was preaching, his throat was dry. But the people who were looking at him, it's like, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to do? You know, I remember once I was preaching, and then as I speak, someone was looking at me, and I think the person's mind was, you are trying to be like, you know, because I said, take it. Taking the person was like, has some smile. Hey! So if you're an atmosphere that people criticize you, you can be very hot. And nothing can happen. You can't be free. You can't do anything. And you know what I'm talking about, isn't it? So criticizing is very, very, very some way. So if you're in the critical stage, look, one day, someone will also criticize you. You see how it is like. Yeah. He said that, you see, someone once told me, your point of view depends on your viewpoint. The value of a thing varies depending on the eyes with which you look at it. So the value will depend if whether you are looking at it with a critical way. And there are positive and negative criticism. You get constructive criticism. If you look at something with critical eyes, you only see the imperfections. Yeah. If you look at someone with critical, if you really want to criticize, if you come to church and you come today, I'm going to find fault. Like somebody heard that, one day somebody heard that a great man of God was having an evangelistic breakfast meeting. And this is a top lawyer in a certain town. He said, I'm going there. And he said that anytime the man preaches on radio, he could hear that the man could give shots, bullets in the English. So he said, I am going there to note down all his English. And then I will, when we come back to work, I'll show you that you shouldn't be attending that church. Because you are a lawyer. Why do you go to such a church that the pastor can't even speak English? Can you imagine that the person came to mark your English? And if you came to mark my English, I'm sure by now you have left the church already. You don't even sit down, you just leave. Because last week, like we were here when Bishop David was telling us that our radio viewers, do you get it? That alone, that alone would have made all the radio viewers and the Facebook listeners to leave the church. Do you get it? But you know, we all make mistakes. If it's a mechanical engineer and he has made that mistake, you come and stand here, you to talk and you will see. He said it's not easy to talk. The man went, he took his note, he was writing. But then he realized that the altar call was made. He was the first person to give his life to Jesus. Over 30-something, 20-something, he's still a believer. That's how it is. So, you see, that God had mercy on him. So if you come with a critical eye, if you go to somebody's house and you want to see what you see, if you also go and you want to see the good things about the house, and you see a nice house, and you only see some small leakage somewhere, and that's all that you are pointing to, there's a leakage here, there's a leakage here. How is that? I look at you. Look at you. It means that you went with a certain mind to show, to prove something. You will never be blessed. And it is not a good atmosphere. You know, Absalom also had begun to find fault with the king's style of leadership. Because I don't think we dealt with this well. Critical stage. Yes, Absalom also had begun to find fault with the king's style of leadership. I mean, King David, suddenly, Absalom, you when King David was killing Goliath, where were you? You were in the loins of your mother somewhere. You had not even proposed to your mother. Then now you have come, now you are now criticizing David's style of leadership to people. Hey! And look at some of the things he said in Absalom chapter 2. In 2 Samuel chapter 2, 2 Samuel 15:3. 2 Samuel 15:3. No, these are very important. See, let me tell you something. I've been in the church for some time. I've seen people blessed. Look, when I tell you blessings, that people are blessed, you'll be shocked. I've seen blessings. People blessed with millions. People blessed. And these are not people who are carrying oil in their pocket every day. Pastor, pour oil on me. They are not people like that. Oh, they are people who are just in the church, faithfully in the atmosphere. You see, and when the atmosphere is free like this, the Holy Spirit is just moving. As I'm talking like that, God is just moving. As long as we are one, we are united, we are flowing, God is just moving to homes. God is just, and that 500,000, it is coming to your home. It is coming to your account. It is, some of you, just a job that is opening for you. Some of you say, God is blowing somebody into your life to sow into your life. Just receive it wherever you are. Hey, I don't know how. Because I also know, I myself, it is like the high priest. Before you make, those days, the high priest, before you confess your sins, he himself had to make confession for his sins. Do you get it? So you can see how limited the high priest is. And how, me, the 500,000 that I'm saying, it will come to account. Me, myself, I want it. And if you don't take care, I'll say, Father, I take it and I'm taking it to my life in the name of Jesus. If I had the power. But it's God. And I don't know. But receive it. Father, bless. This dream is a good dream. Let it come to pass in the name of Jesus. May your children receive mega blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. As if it's your first time watching me saying this, I told you this church, they talk about money. Don't you need money? You, that's why you're even criticizing. You need money more than anything. Not angel, but you, everybody there needs money. Angel Christ, she needs money. Amen. Are you here with me? I said what? 2 Samuel 15:3. And Absalom said unto him, see, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man deputed of the king to hear thee. You see, now this Absalom is now criticizing the king. Now you have a good case, but you know them are people. If you care, I can see you have a good case, but them are people these days. You cannot, if you take this case to the king, you will not even have time to listen to you. You don't even have time to listen to you. This church that you have gone, that before you can see the pastor, you have to wait for about 3 hours. Meanwhile, when you came, your issue, it took 2 hours. When you started your issue, you started from your grandmother, your this and that. 2 hours are not finished. Then when someone came and a person is talking about his or her issue, and you are sat down for 1 hour, you think the pastor is just there talking. No. He's dealing with issues. Amen. And then it takes us to the next stage, which is the political stage. Today we may want to try and finish the stage so that we go. Otherwise, we want to be blessed. So any atmosphere that will bring blessings will take our time. You know, me, I've seen people blessed. One day, as a church, we were doing exams. Can you imagine a church that does exam? And as we're doing the exam, some people say, how can we do exam in the church? How can you do exam in the church? They got so angry. But as they did the exam, within that same period, somebody was called for an interview. When she went for the interview, she was sitting there. And then somebody entered the interview room, wherever she was sitting. And the person started chatting with her. And said, oh, then he just came up, what church do you attend? Then said, I attend Lighthouse. You know what the person said? Hey, That loyalty church. They say, you, tell me some of the things about your loyalty thing. Now, this person, because she was in the church, and they said we were going to write an exam, and she took the exam, and fortunately for her, that time the exam was about loyalty and disloyalty. It was about this book. We wrote about this book. This same book. Many years ago, when Cornerstone, that's Committee 8, we wrote about the book. So the man said, hey, this is your loyalty and disloyalty. Look, tell me something about it. And because she had just written an exam on it, she started at this juncture, one may ask, what are the stages of disloyalty? And she started with examples, with windows, with while she was talking, when she went, she met somebody who said, go and sit in this room and wait. As she was told, the same person opened the door to the room and said, the interview has already started, not knowing that the chief executive of the company was the one who had come to sit there and had found his own way of conducting an informal interview. And the man told the lady that it's okay, I've now found who I want. Cancel all interviews. And I've seen how that person has been blessed. Now, can you imagine? You would have thought that if I needed a job and I came to church, the pastor should have brought oil. The pastor should have laid and said, receive your job next week in the name of Jesus. I see 3 people over there, over there, over there. Next week by this time, you are going to be called and they'll say, hello. You say, hello. Call 00212221. And you are going to be called for a job. And you say, hey. You say, then you go and say, yeah, today. The Holy Ghost spoke. But see, as you were talking about the exam, onam framemu originejuma. How do you say that? Sun sum kong. Jesus Christ holy. As I was talking about exam, I was talking, it is anointing, direction that was happening. So those who didn't write the exam, you won't get a job. That's it. So I'm saying, when the atmosphere is set, God does his things. And today God is doing his things. Let us just set the atmosphere for God. Atmosphere of love, of unity, of flow. Hallelujah. So the next stage is political. Political stage. Say political stage. It's all political, if you want to see. You can even spell the C-K. Political stage. When a person becomes political, he tries or she tries to involve others in his ideas and philosophies. Politicians operate on the power of opinions, people's opinions. You see, so you see that now politics is entering the marriage. Even in the marriage, politics can enter. You can see that the mother can, if the children are, the mother can influence the children against the father. Because politics deals with numbers. Politics deals with numbers and opinions of people. You see, when a person is becoming disloyal, he tries to involve other people in his treacherous ideas. Because see, you want a following. You want to gather a following and make people believe that you have identified a real problem that must be addressed. So if you alone talk about it, it doesn't feel good. Others must also see the same way, so that it can be like a lot of people are saying. Do you get it? A lot of people are saying. So be careful when people come to you and they are trying to tell you things. They are just trying to get you to be on their side. So that when they voice, it's like union. You see, they unionize in unions in the church. Do you get it? So it's like Chobo, yeah, Chobo, yeah, Chobo, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've forgotten the songs. Yes, so it will not work, we will not do this. It's not like that. You see, when politics enters the church, it's going to destroy the church. You will see that Absalom was hurt. You get it? So he was offended. Then he said nothing for 2 years. Hey, if you have a friend who says nothing for 2 years, you must be very careful of that friend. He became unduly analytical of David's policies. Now, after that, what did he have to do? He now had to involve others so that he can have a following. So, the same in Absalom. In 2 Samuel 15:3. In 2 Samuel 15:3, Absalom said, "See, thy matters are good and right, but there's no man deputed of the king to hear thee." What is he doing? So he sat at the gate and he started talking to people. He explained to people how he, Absalom, could be a good leader, how his father's policies were bad, how his father cannot do things like the way he used to do. His father is now becoming older and that they needed a young person and all those things. So he was gradually winning people's heart. That's how politics is, isn't it? Politics, you win. You win. You start from tribal. You go to other demographics and you win. You go to ladies, now all women. You win. Because you can choose a woman, say, now all women are going to vote. Now all men. Now all old men. Now all, the other day somebody said the president was short. I said, then the short men are going to vote for the president. All short men. And all this. See, you, yeah, that you are, and then all nothing. See, you win. You even select to win a following. That's how politics is. You even choose to win a certain crowd of people, a certain group of people. So Absalom was also trying to win because you cannot go to power without a following. You cannot go to power. You cannot win that war without a following. So you must gather people to follow you. And you devise means. So people don't choose because they feel that you are. They can choose because they want this group of people to vote for them. They want this type of people to vote. They can. That's how they do the permutations. If it's not, then a southerner should be this. If it is Muslim, then a Christian should be this. If it's Hare Krishna, then a Hindu should be this. All those things are all part of the following. They want to win their hearts. And so when he enters the church, can you imagine? Against the pastor, then people are talking and winning the heart of the people against the pastor. And if the assistant pastor decides to do that, hey, how can they be Holy Ghost moving? Because as a pastor, and sometimes see those who, you know how they green people, they come with things like, Charlie, let us pray for our pastor. Let us pray for our pastor. You know, our pastor is good. Just that these days, you know, I mean, he didn't used to do those things that he's doing, but these days, I don't like the way when he talk about, you should know something, but let's just pray for him. You know, the prayer topic is a suggestion to you. The prayer topic, if the person has never prayed for the pastor before, if what he said, let's pray about it. He has never prayed about it before, but he just wants to suggest something to you. But it has never occurred to you. It has never occurred to you that your wife looks some way. It has never occurred to you that your wife does that. Then somebody just came and suggested to her, can't you see that your wife is this? Can't you see that your husband is suddenly, a thing comes into your mind. But from that day, you mark the person. What is that? The people of Israel were so impressed with the king's son for two reasons. Number one, he was so handsome and physically attractive. Are we surprised? Because I remember some time ago, a certain party was trying to choose a presidential candidate. And somebody said, this one is so handsome. This one is handsome. This one is so handsome. This one is this. This one, is it marriage you are going to do? Economics is not by handsomeness or something. No. You see. Two, he seemed to genuinely care for them. Look, where was Absalom when David put his life down to fight bears, lions, to put his life down to fight Goliath? Where was Absalom? Who cares for Israel more than David? Who cares for Israel more? But now, because of the work schedule of David, Absalom is now clandestinely moving around and making people to that, look, I am the one who cares for you. I'm the one. And that's what assistant pastors do. Hey, you know, as for us in Tema, the senior pastor doesn't care about us at all. Haven't you seen this? He says, so like you steal the heart of the people from the senior pastor. Yes, that's what people do. That's what people do. Amen. May God deliver us from anything like that. Amen. 2 Samuel 15:6. It says, 2 Samuel 15:6. It says, and on this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom did what? Stole the hearts of the men of Israel. Absalom stole their hearts by politics, by saying things, by pretense, you know. So disloyal people have an insidious way of discussing the shortcomings of their leaders. They have what? An insidious way of discussing the shortcomings of their leaders. Yes. So when it happened like that, they ask questions like, how did you find the service today? You see, listen, how did you find the service today? I thought it was a bit dry. So why didn't you just go and say that the service was a bit dry today? Why do you start by saying, how did you find the service today? You see, it's like the devil. It reminds me of the devil in Eden. Has God said? Meanwhile, he knew God has said. Thou you shouldn't eat of every food in the garden of Eden. That's not what God said. Say, eat of every food, but this one don't eat. But they have a way of saying things to put things on your mind. And when they have their own things they want to do, they will go from one person to another. So by the time the thing comes out, the parties are already formed. Yeah. That's what we call party spirit. It's a work of the flesh. One word of the flesh is party spirit. You see, I belong to this pastor. So now when there's a problem in the church and the pastor is solving the problem, the one party says, we will believe this one. The another party says, we believe the pastor. Another party says, another faction. All because of the way the thing has been insidiously, I wanted to use some English that my friend used, spread it. Has been insidiously spread in the church. So by the time you get to know, people have already formed opinions. Whatever you say, they have their mind. And they will tell, I don't even know what to believe again. What do you mean? Hey. They even come up with scriptures as a Bible-based church. Don't you think we should have some miracles? Hey, the miracles. One day somebody came to you and said, but this church, do we do deliverance? When you come to here then, do we do deliverance? So I asked him that, what do you want to be delivered from? He said, no, me, I don't want to be delivered. But you see, the people, I said, has anybody come to you? Has anybody come to you that he or she needs deliverance? He said, no, but he said, we should do deliverance. I said, what? I don't understand we should do deliverance. Do you get it? And I told her, look, I cannot imagine that somebody can come and sit me before me and I preach the word of life. You shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. For 6 months and your demon is still in you, then that demon, dear, because I believe just as Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach. I preach by anointing. I don't preach by talking. I preach by, and that the anointing itself, the power itself. That's why today the power of God is setting you free in the name of Jesus. It's healing you. You. Bishop David said, Wednesday you hear something. Wednesday you come and tell us that you have been healed in the name of Jesus. Hey, I said, my brother, where did you hear this from? So as I've come, I should come and say, today is deliverance service. All of you who have been here, come in the name of Jesus. Hey, you, your mother is the one who has been doing you. Your mother's face is like, in the name of you. Come on, come, Pieko. Hey, Pieko, there we Pieko. We Pieko when we have to Pieko. But we preach the word of truth. Hallelujah. Which is able to save you and give you an inheritance among the saints. Hallelujah. He said, don't you think we should have miracles? You should ask the person. You should tell the person, miracles. Do you know my miracles? You too, when they told you all your miracles, you are quiet. Eh, it's true. Fin. You, all your miracles. You are quiet. When they came, you should have told the person, no, it's not true. Amen. Do you not think that a pastor is as anointed as... Do you not think that a pastor is... Now, okay, do you think that a pastor is as anointed as he was last year? Hey, sure. Do you think a pastor is as anointed as he was last year? And I feel there's a say the way anointing measure. Who measure anointings? Hey. You see, the only reason the person wants a kind of party, a kind of following, then he says, have you noticed a lot of people are leaving the church? Haven't you heard all these things before? You are at home, you said some before, you are looking at me. Have you not noticed a lot of people leaving the church? When you ask how many people have left the church, you mention one name. I remember recently somebody was talking to another person. Say, a lot of people, then the person name one person. Okay, name those people. It was only one solitary name that I saw somewhere. And I said, but how can a person say a lot of people are saying that? Meanwhile, they think just one name somewhere. Do you get it? So don't talk to create a certain impression. Don't talk to create a certain impression. A lot of people are living. Ghanaians are dying. You who are dying. You, if you want to die, die. If you want to die, die. I mean, I'm not dying. Neither will I die tomorrow. I won't die when MPP is in power. I won't die when NDC is in power. I won't die when CPP is in power. I won't die. You die. Oh, but you are saying this because you want a following. And you think we are just talking. Hallelujah. I think our pastor travels a bit too much. Don't you? Don't you? Why does he walk around like that? Can't you see the way he's walking at me? I'm even feeling dizzy. Why are there so much light in the church like that? If you're like that. Why? Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. We don't need light. He is the light of this world. That is enough. Jesus' light is enough for us. Hey! Are we at the disco? These questions are used as bait for unsuspecting Christians. They drag innocent people into analysis of issues that are above them. Yeah. You see, there are some issues. Me always tell people that I don't exercise myself in matters too high for me. And it's in the Bible, Psalm 131, verse 1. If the thing is too high for me, I will just leave it to God. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. This scripture is in the Bible. It's not everything. You see, there are certain things. Leave it to God. Leave it to God. Because you don't know what you will do if you are there. Leave it to God. Ham should have left Noah to God. Noah has forced to make an ark. You know what it takes to obey God to make an ark? People are insulting you. You go and catch frog. How can you know female frog and male frog? Female mosquito and male anopheles mosquitoes. You have to know anopheles mosquito. There's another mosquito. What's called? Is it Culex or Cutex or something? Culex mosquito. You have to know all these kind of mosquitoes. You have to know different black mamba, cobra. You have to know all this. And their female counterpart. Got male and female. Oh, he did all this. Can you do this? And people were laughing at him. So when he went and he realized that some wine has fermented. One shut up on me. Just when the wine has fermented. Then he decided to, when he drank wine, so the pass in the mabre. Ah, you know, boopy. Then he just, you know what I mean? Forgotten all the wahala Noah has gone through. Then Noah has gone through. Don't exercise. Look, if you were the one who was supposed to build the ark, you would not only drink that, you would have drunk the wine, you have killed the kusie in the place, you would have eaten all the kusie, all the animals, you would have eaten them. Pork chow and everything on the ark, because of that God, now the rain is not good. But he had patience. And now he, some small wine he drank, you are coming to talk, whatever you are saying. A lot of people are saying that Noah is that. Hey, who told them when God chose David, he didn't know about Bathsheba? Who do you think God is so daft that he didn't know that David had that problem? Then why do you belittle God like that? How do you belittle God like that? He knew. So some of the things say, God, this man power moment, no way home. But you chose him. We pray for him. Only that he can never tell us that Jesus is not God. He can never do anything that to take us to hell. That's all. But you chose him. Amen. Are you being blessed? I feel like taking my offering. Many people are saying that this day people like it too. A lot of people are saying that you travel. A lot of people are saying that, everybody is saying that the church building project has taken too long to complete. Every day building project. You don't know that after every building project, God builds you a house. You don't know. If you don't see why, your children are going to enjoy it. Hey, so please, this political statement, we should be very, very careful. You should be very, very careful. Amen. Then the next stage is the stage of deception. We are going to talk about it briefly, but before then, we'll take a break, take our communion, especially for those on radio, because we'll be going off radio at 12. So we're going to take our offering and take our communion. Then we'll come back, and those of you on radio, try. You see, I'm prophesying Wi-Fi, smartphones, smart TVs. You can watch on YouTube. You can join by Zoom. You cannot take it all in the name of Jesus. But then, radio is also good. But when you are seeing is believing, isn't it? When you see, it's nice. Amen. Wonderful. So God bless you. But before we take the communion and before we take our offering, I want us to pray a prayer. You know, church, it's all about people giving their life to Jesus. Church is all about people giving their life to Jesus. All this spiritual amount to nothing if no one is saved. And if you die, you go to hell. So I want to give you an opportunity to give your life to Jesus. How do you give your life to Jesus? You believe in your heart the Lord Jesus Christ, that he's God and he came to die for your sins. You believe that by accepting him as your Lord and personal Savior, your sins are forgiven and he washes you with his blood. You believe that you are saved and you confess him and you'll be born again. So you want to pray with me as I lead you in this prayer. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to be born again. Just say this with me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus,
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart
that Jesus Christ is Lord.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
He came to die for my sins.
He came to die for my sins.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth
that Jesus is Lord.
That Jesus is Lord.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Forgive me of my sins.
Wash me
with your blood.
Make me
your child.
Your child.
From today, Lord Jesus.
From today, Lord Jesus.
I am yours. And you are mine.
And you are mine.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. If you pray this prayer or you have visited us for the first time today, I would like you to write down this number 0244-644-528. 0244-644-528 or 0244-211-769. 0244-211-769. WhatsApp or send a text wherever you are, every country wherever you are, can WhatsApp or send a text and say, this is my name. I gave my life to Jesus. I want to know about the church. I want to grow as a Christian. I want counseling. I want prayer. Just WhatsApp the number, call them also, and they are at hand to respond to you. 0244-644-528, 0244-211-769. Wonderful. We're also going to take communion, and especially for those of you on radio, I want to provide the communion, and then after we'll do something else, and then you can take the communion wherever you are. Father, this communion represents your body that was broken for us and the blood that was shed for us. There's a lot of blessing in this. May this blessing come to pass for everyone who partakes of your table today. In Jesus' name, amen. So keep it. Don't take it now. Keep it. Go by the instructions. Now, before we take the communion, let's take our seats again. I want us to take a special offering. This, especially for those on radio, that's why I'm doing like that. Because they should benefit from everything we are doing in church today. Before we close, I want to give everyone opportunity to give your second offering. And for those of you who didn't give first offering, give an offering. It's more blessed to give than to receive. And one of the things that have been most criticized of the church is about offering and money and everything. And we'll never stop taking it. And those who are blessed will continue giving. Those who are not blessed will not continue giving. And it will always continue like that. Amen. And when they are convinced and they are blessed, they will do. So we cannot help it. So take out a good offering and also pay your first and best. Those of you are not giving your first and best. Last week we showed you about the projects we're doing. If I show you some of the projects today, even last week and now, you'll be surprised the progress. You get it. So give a good offering. Pay your tithe by the bank account on the screen or the Momo number 0255-874-2922. 0509400045. If you are in church by now, you should know this. It's those who are visiting today are those who need these numbers. So pay your tithe, give your tithe. You are going to be blessed. Those monies that are somebody dreamt. I mean, the person, me, I woke up to the call and she told me those dreams. I said, wow. See, be part of the dream, be part of man. It's another period. Do you get it? Because people didn't used to dream about this, they only be dreaming about me saying that go and do this. Now they are dreaming about that, so it's another stage. Do you get it? So take it, give an offering, tap into it, give your tithe. So those of you who have not been giving your tithe, remember, it is the Lord thy God that gives you power to make wealth. Remember and give your tithe. 0558742922 and with the phone 050-0509400044. And the mobile phone interoperability, if you have other networks, just use that one and come on it. Give your tithe, give your offering. God is going to bless you. And let me tell you, so you have not been doing, but people are doing. That's why we are doing the project. As long as we are doing the program, that others are doing. So you too should get involved and stop criticizing, stop complaining. Get involved for your own blessings. And you'll see what the Lord will do in your life. So give a good offering. Give a good offering and let me pray for you after that. We can take our, and you saw the project are still coming up. After that, we'll take our communion, we pray and continue. Some of the projects are still coming. All these projects were started COVID, not pre, within COVID, when we have not been coming to church. But we are doing the projects. Amen. God bless you. Some of them have not been upgraded still. Some of them have still not been upgraded. So get new pictures and put on it. God bless all of you. God bless all of you. Give, keep giving and pray for you. Keep giving and pray for you. Put yourself in this dream. Put yourself in this. I was telling somebody that keep going and put 500,000 in somebody's account. I said, wow. I said, are you sure you didn't hear my name? But it's okay. I leave it to God. Another person, I said, I told the person, go and give your car to this person. Hey. Because, and I said, I mentioned that because God was going to do something, I've forgotten the rest. I said, when I heard the 500, now boom, boom. My mom, you're confused. So, God bless all of you for giving. Wherever you are, God bless you for giving. You can give from everywhere, anywhere. MTN accepts the money to convert for you right now into cities. So you just give wherever you are. Give, and God will bless you. MTN, they are good at that. They convert you. Then this thing to the bank, this thing is also on the screen. Father, thank you for all these ones who are giving of their offerings and of their tithe. In the name of the Lord Jesus, bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Whilst you are giving, let's welcome Vicky to give us a song. Even these days when they are playing football, they pause a bit and they continue. So pause and come in for the next stage of disloyalty so that you don't get there. Maybe you have gone past all these stages, so you are yet to reach your stage so that you will stop going forward. Amen. Keep giving, and God bless you. We'll take the communion after.
Never find a job like telling the world about Jesus, Savior of the world. And you'll never find a job like being on the mission where Jesus is the one telling you what to do. I know about the other jobs, and I know that I could do many other things, but no, nothing compares. You'll never find a job like spreading the gospel. The gospel of Jesus to the end of the world. I don't want you to search in vain for what you must do in this life. He is calling. Say yes today. I know about the other jobs, and I know that I could do many other things, but no, nothing compares. You'll never find a job like working for Jesus. You'll never find a job like working for Jesus. You'll never find a job like working for Jesus. You'll never find a job like full-time ministry, where your whole life is dedicated to the work of God. From morning till evening, from Monday till Sunday, with all of your heart. Oh, I know about the other jobs, and I know that I could do many other things, but no, nothing compares. You never see the things God has prepared for you. Your eye has not seen, your ear has not heard, and you never have the things God has planned for you if you don't obey the call of God on your life. Oh, I know about the other jobs, and I know that I could do many other things, but you'll never find a job like working for Jesus. You'll never find a job like working for Jesus. You'll never find a job like working for Jesus. You can search all over, you'll never find a job like preaching for Jesus, a job like giving to Jesus, no, like working for Jesus. You can search high and low, you will never find a job like singing for Jesus, no, you will never find, no, oh, like working for Jesus. You will never ever find a job like spreading the gospel, like being on a mission, no, like working for Jesus. You will never find a job like dancing for Jesus, no, you will never find, like singing for Jesus, no, like working for Jesus. You'll never find a job like working for Jesus. You'll never find a job like working for Jesus. You'll never find a job like working for Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You'll never find a job like working for Jesus. It's a privilege, great, great privilege, and an honor to work for Jesus. Hallelujah. And if God is calling you, you should obey and listen to God. It's our church, isn't it? We have two more stages, or I think three more stages, or two more. We'll see whether we'll add one or two to it to expand it, but to finish. And I don't want us to rush, because some of us, even the five stages, how to go back to the undo all the stages. So I've not been able to. If I add another to it, you collapse. So you try and deal with these stages. So by the time we get to that stage, I realize that you have already, you know, delivered yourself from being used by the devil. Amen. But how many of you can find yourself in this message I'm preaching? I know you will not raise your hand, but yes, you are all in the message. Everybody is in the message. Do you get it? Once in a while, certain things, but just say that, hey, this thing is like, Satan, get thee behind me. You get it? Don't come and disturb my thoughts. Amen. So God willing, but I want us to do this powerful thing. It's a very, very powerful thing, the communion that we take. The communion that we take, the blood that we drink, the body that we eat, very, very powerful. And I want us to take this communion today also to receive power, to receive strength, to receive protection, to receive mercy, to get a mark of Jesus. I mean, for God to mark us for blessing, mark us and preserve us from destruction in the name of the Lord Jesus. For favor and for God to be merciful unto us. It is medication. Yes, we'll take all the other medication we need to take, but this is the medication of all medications. When you take, God heals you. God delivers you. God breaks chains. God delivers you from oppression in the name of Jesus. This is a very powerful thing, and there's a way to take it. The first way to take it is to take it in a worthy manner. So first of all, we want to ask God to be merciful unto you. Wash you with his blood of any sin they have committed. Anything that makes you take this in an unworthy manner, you want to ask God to forgive you and to wash you with his blood. Be merciful unto you. Where you want help, even including that problem, you want help. So God should be merciful unto you as you partake of this powerful table. Let us stand. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Forgive us of our sins. Wash us with the blood of Jesus. Because we see that what is in our hand is not just an ordinary thing. It is your body and your blood. And we don't want to take it in an unworthy manner to bring judgment upon ourselves. So all over, wherever we are, forgive us of our sins. Wash us, be merciful unto us. And as we take it, may it be a blessing unto us and not a curse. May it be a blessing. May it bless us. May it heal us and not to bring sicknesses. May it give us medical breakthroughs. What medicine cannot find antidote for, may it give us that breakthrough in our bodies and in our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus. May you receive breakthroughs. Anything that has been held back by any power, may it be broken. And may we receive our breakthroughs as we partake of this table, as we ask for you to wash us with your blood. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, we give you glory in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that you bless this cup that we drink and the bread that we eat, and receive it, Lord, as your body which was broken for us and the blood that was shed for us in Jesus' name. At home, take your bread. Now it is the body of Jesus, and take the blood of Jesus, and let us partake of the Lord's table for a blessing. His body, the body of Jesus. Wow. His blood. This blood is speaking for you. Some people are saying things against you in your office, at home, in your beloved, those sin in life. Generally, people are saying things against you, but it will not come against you. It will not work. But this blood is also speaking for you. Speaking for you better things.
Yes, Lord.
Speaking for you breakthroughs.
Yes, Lord.
Speaking for you promotion.
Jesus.
Speaking for you favor.
Yes, Lord.
Speaking for you things that will bring happiness and joy into your life.
Yes, Lord.
This is the blood of Jesus that was shed for us. Lord, we receive this blood by faith in Jesus' name.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Anybody who has planned evil against you, against especially armed robbery attacks, we curse it. Avert it.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful. God willing, we'll continue, but we want to take our seats. The next stage is a very, very disturbing stage. It's a very, very disturbing stage. And our God willing, we will talk about it next week. And then, God willing, next 2 weeks is our Healing Jesus Sunday. Annual Global Healing Jesus Sunday. So, Charlie, we are preparing ourselves. And I told you, there's going to just be one service. It starts at 12. So, wake up in the morning. We all pray towards it, prepare towards it. We prepare our heart to be part of the Healing Jesus, contribute towards it, send the evangelist to the ends of the world, and then be part of it. So we are preparing ourselves towards it. And all over the world, LHI, wherever we are, Lagos, Nigeria, Togo, Benin, Ghana, wherever we are, elsewhere, we are all joining together to listen to the evangelist speak to us on Loyalty House International HQ Facebook, and we are going to be blessed. Hallelujah. We are going to be blessed. We are going to be part of a beautiful thing and a wonderful thing. We are going to bring excitement back into our lives. We are going to bring beauty back into our lives. Hallelujah. So nice things are going to come back into our lives. So let's prepare ourselves. Let's prepare to support. How can they go except they be sent? Do you get it? Whatever we will take to send them, let's prepare ourselves, be part of whatever God is going to do. We prepare ourselves financially, spiritually, to be part of it, and God is going to bless us on the 2nd of August at 12 p.m. GMT. Amen. Very, very powerful. And also, just by way of concluding, we've created a Facebook page. That is my weddings and celebration page. LHI weddings. LHI Dewenya weddings and celebration page. That's why I say the weddings and celebrations page. So if you are going to have a wedding, if we can come together, we all watch the weddings. Those who are invited will come, and then we all watch, be part of the wedding celebration. You can give offering during the wedding and everything. It will be as though we are in church together. And then, if you have a baby dedication, engagement, adoring, whatever, you contact the group administrators. It will be beamed live for everybody to know that this is your baby dedication. You ask what the meaning of the name, you tell us the meanings of the name, and we all flow. Hallelujah. So be part of it. You see, be part of it, and we are going to be blessed. In this case, I want to also announce that on the 1st of August, the harmonious couple, Harmonious 2, I think it's Harmonious 2. That one sounds like a film, blockbuster film. Harmonious 2, Vicky and Brian. Wow, beautiful. Vicky and Brian are getting married on the 1st of August. On the 1st of August, it's going to be beamed live on our weddings page. And those who are invited, I'm sure the street influence and all those people who are invited will be present. But all of us, all those who are not able to be here, we are going to watch. And these guys, you know, this wedding is a very important wedding to me, because during this COVID period, they are the ones who have been with me. During the shutdown, they came to live in my house together. We all were there. We all were there. We all did the service together. We flew together. None went in, none went out. And we're there, and God was with us. Amen. And it's a time, and they make sure that you also enjoy the service. They make sure you also enjoy the service. This is a time for us also to show love to them. So they are getting on the 1st of August, 2020. The time is, what time? 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So let's all be around. I mean, those to be around there. But let's be around on Facebook and Zoom, and we are going to be blessed. Amen. If anybody knows of any just cause while these two may not be joined together, which I think you don't have, you better shut your mouth. But come and see us forever thereafter. Hold your peace. So this is Vicky and this is Brian. Amen. Wonderful. So God bless you. I want to, this evening we have revival at 7 with the prophet. I want you to join. I want to join the revival and be blessed. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Tuesday morning flow. You know, Bishop always says that it's not going to be forever. So now that you have time, Charlie, flow with it, because the hours of prayer that is going into your life, you have no idea. Some of us you are praying to the future, maybe 20 years prayer that you are praying. Some of you are exceeding 20 years. Some of you are exceeding because every day in the years, you see, when you speak in an old tongue, you don't speak to man, but you speak to God. However, in the spirit, you are speaking mysteries. So you don't know the things you are doing in your family, with your family, praying together, breaking altars, and building the presence of God in your home. So be part of the flow service and don't dig us, because one day you'll be looking for those times and you'll not find it. So Tuesday dawn, Friday dawn, let me part. And Wednesday service also at the Wenya page, LHR the Wenya page. Let's be part of it and God will bless you. Hallelujah. Anytime I say I'll continue and then I will say next, because I want you to, you know, just soak in what you have. So before we do the grace dance, you know, and every day, Monday to Friday, we're on radio 7 to 8 to 9 and then 11 to 12. Be part of it, 8 to 9, 11 to 12. Be part of it, flow with everything that we are doing and you'll be blessed. Amen. That's 92.1, isn't it? Sweet memories, 92.1. So we want to just listen to the sweet influence sing to us again and then we will take our grace dance, and any gracious offering that you want to give, you can give, and God bless you. So then we're going to welcome the, while they are singing, you want to give any offering, so you want to say goodwill offering, you want to say that God, you have touched my heart offering, God, I want my husband to love me more offering, I want my beloved to love me more offering, I want to be part of this breakthrough offering, any kind of offering, showroom offering, any offering, thank you offering, thank you Lord for today offering, any kind of offering, that one you can just give, you can name the offering and give. God is just blessed. So I want the sweet influences again to sing for us as we prepare for the grace dance and we close for today. Amen. So God bless all of you.
You know, God is calling us to rise up in this church and be a sendable group of people. God, your value depends on whether I can send you or not.
I was a Christian and attending church, and I believed I truly loved the Lord. But there was a day I went to church, and the preacher spoke to me. He said, Jesus says, if you love me, keep my words, my command, listen to my voice. Jesus really needs to know how deep is your love.
It's your love. How deep is your love? Hallelujah. Amen. How deep is your love? Amen. So soon we've come to the end of our service. It's been powerful. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for a powerful service today, powerful word, powerful ministrations. And I'm so sad we are closing now, but by the grace of God, next week Sunday we'll be back. Tonight, Flow Revival is on, as Bishop has announced. Wednesday, Conquest Service. Tuesday, Flow Prayer Meeting. Friday, Flow Prayer Meeting. Stay connected. Don't be left out. Don't be an isolated sheep. Amen. Shall we share the grace? And after that, we are going to receive the grace dance as well. Amen. Yeah, you can dance in your home with your grace dance. The next time, we're going to feature you right here. Amen. So shall we share the grace? Hold the hand of your neighbor in your house. Social distancing, family, social distancing. The grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion, the fellowship, contribution, participation, the sweet influences of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of a shepherd, and the divine presence, protection, and supply of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Ready for the grace dance?
You are the word at the beginning.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live this and the coming Sundays at Bishop Ishmael Sam -DHMM from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. for the period that social gatherings, including church gatherings, are not rightfully allowed. Stay tuned and God bless you.
My sin was great, your love was greater. Oh, I could say.